students the opportunity to train in an interprofessional setting. What's also striking about the clinic is the diversity of its clientele and their needs. A typical client, in fact, often has more than one reason for seeking treatment. We can get patients who may be seeing a physician for a medical condition, but also have some mental health concerns that may be exacerbating or impacting the medical condition, Horner explains. We're really fortunate to see such a diversity of patients, says Stephanie Kasson, who serves as director of clinical training, and, like Horner, also teaches in the psychology department. Even within the one-year duration of the practicum, students see a broad range of diversity that many people might not see in their entire life, especially if they work in a more remote community, Kasson says. We see diversity in terms of socioeconomic status, ethnicity, sexual orientation, sometimes several of these at once. All of this can be a little overwhelming at first, Horner and Kasson admit, but soon, they say, the students come to realize what a unique learning opportunity they have. As they get toward the tail end of the practicum, I think that they feel extremely well prepared for the subsequent training that they do in the program, Kasson says. Every year, 9 students do their practicum at the clinic, spending one day a week with patients at 80 Bond Street, doing assessments and delivering treatments. Sky Fitzpatrick, a PhD student who specializes in borderline personality disorders, did her first practicum at the clinic in 2012-13, while working on her master's. As we chat in a busy campus cafe on Gould Street, Fitzpatrick recounts her first experience sitting down with a patient face-to-face, so early in her psychological winter 2017 Ryerson University Magazine 17.